Hello and welcome to Inside Lighter Life, the monthly podcast from Lighter Life. I'm Lester Milbank. Lighter Life offers weight loss and weight management programs for both women and men who have one stone or more to lose. You can find out more by visiting our website on www.lighterlife.com. Later in this program, we'll be talking to the winner of last month's competition and setting a new one where you can win £100. This month is a very special podcast, replacing the previously advertised one. We'll be meeting actress Pauline Quirk, who's probably best remembered for her role in Birds of a Feather. She's also currently playing the role of Hazel Rhodes in Emmerdale. Now, Pauline embarked on her Lighter Life journey on the 3rd of January this year, with a goal of dropping 6 dress sizes in 6 months. Now, 2 months on, she's already lost 3 dress sizes and is well on her way to her goal of getting down to 11 stone. I started by asking her, how's it all going?
Really well. 6 weeks now and I have lost 2 stone 5 pounds. People at work have commented on it and clothes that I've got just feel different on me. I feel healthier. I feel kind of free in a way that I don't have to worry about cooking and what I'm going to eat later and how many calories it's got in it and all that. So yeah, I do. And I'm very much now into the mindset of you know, a normal day on Lighter Life.
What is that mindset?
I think, well, the first thing is I'm in the routine of it. It's now a ritual for me. I make sure that I have my bag with me at all times that has my packs in it. I have a kettle, a little mini kettle at work. I have another little one that if I'm going away filming, that can be in my bag. So there's no excuses to lapse because I haven't got all the stuff with me. There's no grey areas with Lighter Life. The packs are tasty. The bars are tasty. In fact, there's a new curry one that I'm very excited about. That's all you have to do. All I have to do is boil the kettle, pour it on the powder, mix powder, eat powder. That's all I have to do. That's my part of the deal. And for doing that, I'm losing the weight.
And how do you cope with people eating all around you?
No problem at all. No problem at all. In fact, my daughter and I were in the car the other day and she wanted a McDonald's breakfast. So I got a McDonald's breakfast and it smelt gorgeous. But I didn't need to taste it. I know what a McDonald's breakfast tastes like. I know what lots of things taste like. I don't need to eat them now. So no, I'm fine and I love cooking. I'm still doing that. I was also given a present yesterday of a big cake because I went and did an interview and a lady had made a big cake for me and I brought it into work and everyone had a piece excluding me. So now I'm fine. I'm committed to it. Why spoil, for instance, 6 weeks for a bag of crisps? Because I know once I have those bag of crisps, I'm going to feel so bad. And I think, what was that for?
You do look different now, and we can see that from the photos on our website and the feature in The Sun.
Yeah, I mean, I do look different. The weight so far, the whole 2 stone 5 pounds seems to have gone from my face and my neck. And my daughter says my arms have got skinny. So I'm hoping it will shift down a little bit to the real problem area. But yeah, people at work are saying it. And so, yeah, and these are the things that stop you having the bag of crisps. They should do anyway. You know, if you can see a difference in yourself, why would you want those crisps? So I must stop talking about crisps.
And in terms of group work, you're attending a group. How's that going?
It does make a difference. And some days when I've had a long day or what have you, and I think, oh, I can do without this tonight, you know, for an hour. But once we all start talking, and obviously it's got easier as each week's gone on. I mean, the first week or two, none of us knew each other, you know, and so you're a little bit shy and hesitant. And we have a laugh and a joke about things and we're getting to know each other's personalities. So I actually do look forward to my Mondays now. And I feel better after it. I really do feel better because it is inspirational. Because there are times you think I'm the only person in the whole wide world that's doing this. And then, of course, you know, Monday night comes and you have a little chat about stuff and someone will say this and you think, oh, yeah, I felt like that on Saturday, but we got through it. So, yeah, we're all there for each other.
So 2 stone gone. In a way, this is like phase 2 in some ways, isn't it? Does it feel like phase 2 to you?
It's the beginning of phase 2 for me in the sense that I want to lose 8 stone. So I'm already 25%. To my target. You know, I've just got to do 3 more of these. I've got through the past 6 weeks. I feel terrific. My skin's better than it's ever been. I wake up in the morning alert and refreshed. It's probably because I had a bottle of wine the night before. But, you know, it all helps. So I don't feel unwell with it. So anyone that comes and says, oh, that can't be good for you, not having only those few calories, I say, look, you know, in 6 weeks, I feel terrific. Any weight loss is got to be good for your health. And as long as everything else is in fine form, then what could you possibly criticise about it?
What was it that actually made you think or caused you to think, actually, okay, enough's enough, I've got to do something about it? Was there one moment?
Oh, well, yeah, knowing that I weighed 19 stone, 6 pounds, you know. I mean, if someone told you that's what a sumo wrestler weighed, you'd think, yeah, that's about right. I mean, 19 stone, 6 pounds. How much more would I have to put on for me to say, Pauline, this has got to stop? So I kind of saw the light at 19 stone 6 eventually. I could have waited till I was 23 stone because I certainly weren't going down. I wasn't going down. I wasn't even staying the same. I was putting it on. So I needed to do something. But no, I knew I'd made that decision. I'd made the decision in my head. This has got to stop, and light of life is the only way it's going to stop for me. I can't say, you know, oh, I can see me looking like this. I've always had a thing about a certain suede jacket that I love very much that's still hanging in the wardrobe. That is the one visual thing I can see me in a pair of jeans. I'd love to wear jeans again. I haven't worn jeans for years. Pair of jeans and wearing that suede jacket with just a T-shirt or something on underneath. So that is one visual image of myself. But as I say, yeah, no, it's exciting. It's lovely for people to say, oh, you look really well, what are you doing? And you think, good, get through another day. I take each day as it comes and I don't look too far ahead. That's another, for me personally, that works. You just go to bed of a night and you think, yeah, well done you, it's another day done. Usually before Light of Life, if I wasn't working, I'd have a nap of an afternoon. I don't do that now. I'm not tired in the afternoon. But no, I'm not running marathons or I'm not jogging, but I'm doing things like, for instance, I walked to got a corner shop, not too far away, about 2-3 streets away. Normally I would have got in the car, jumped in there and gone and got the papers, but I didn't this weekend. I walked and it was wet. It wasn't a particularly nice day, but I'm just waking up with a bit more get up and go in me. And I suppose it's because, I know to some people it might not seem a lot, but it's, you know, it's nearly 2.5 stone, which I suppose is about the weight roughly of a kind of fairly healthy toddler. So I'm not, you know, walking around with a toddler on my hip all the time. That's one way of looking at it. Every morning I wake up with a great sense of achievement. And it's only been 6 weeks. And as I say, I still know I've got a long way to go. But that makes you feel better. And I think that carries on into other things, you know, just generally in life, you feel like you've achieved something. You think, well, hang on, I can do this. I've done this for 6 weeks or 6 months or however long it will take to get to the target weight. You think, right, that's one problem out of the way. Let's get cracking on the next one.
And you're losing weight for you, for your family, for your husband?
I'm the only person I'm losing weight for is me. I've never had issues about for my husband and I about my weight, and my children have never, you know, said, oh, Mum, don't do sports now, you're too fat. I've never had that. This is purely about me, and I think really that's the only way to do it. I think, I'm only guessing, I think to be successful, it's got to be for you. Because if it was, for instance, a partner or parents or whatever, you know, there's going to be resentment, isn't there? I would have thought, I'm doing it for me. And so far it's working.
Now, a lot of people are really interested that you've joined Light of Life. They feel that they can relate to you. And what would you say to folks, whether they be men or women, who in a way are thinking, oh, I'm not too sure whether this is right for me, but I've got to lose some weight. But actually, I'm following Pauline and she seems to be cracking. And what would you say to them?
Well, I know myself, we can all find reasons for not doing things, can't we? You know, and there will be people that say, oh yeah, it's all right for you to do it. You can afford whatever it costs a week. But you know, people to calculate what they spend. I know you've got to feed your family. I understand that you're not putting your family on Light of Life. But for you as an individual, to sit down, be totally honest with yourself and say, well, hang on, I probably spend that much on food myself. You know, whether it be the odd box of chocolates or what have you, or odd bottle of wine, or little bits and pieces, a takeaway. You know, I mean, what's a portion of fish and chips comes to now? You know, but you know, if you're going to find them excuses, then don't bother. Don't go on it. Really. Do yourself a favour. Don't go on like that. Stay on your chips. Stay on your chocolate. Because if you can't find that money, if you can't give up on something else, if you want it that badly, and I want it that badly, you know, you'll find that money. You know what it's like when you go to doctors. We're in denial, really. I've been in denial for a long, long while. You go to a doctor with a cold or whatever, ingrown toenail, and he'll say, well, you know, the weight's a bit of an issue. And of course, you come out of the surgery and you say, oh, they always blame everything on weight. Well, you know, they're not wrong. It does account for a lot of the problems. You suffer. It really does. So for me, as I say, that's why I wanted to do it. It does work. You're not hungry. I mean, that's why people fall off the wagon on diets, because they're starving. And I don't know what magic dust they put in life. I don't care. All I know is I'm full, I'm satisfied. I'm not full. You're never bloated like I would be when I've had a big fry up or something. You're never going to get that feeling back again. You know what? I don't want that feeling back again. And I've eaten sometimes, so I'm so full, I'm fit to burst. So you don't have that, but you are not hungry. And I defy anyone to say they are on it. And as I say, you feel well. And if this is how I feel in 6 weeks, you know, what will 6 months be like? And I'll be able to go to the doctor, whatever I've got. And he won't be able to say, well, you know, you're carrying around a lot of weight. And as I say, especially where your joints are concerned. You think, what, the NHS, they spend millions, don't they, on, you know, weight-related issues and obesity issues, and people having their old gastric bands and their old whatever, stomach staping jobby. Well, National Health should give you light life packs for free. There you go. That'd be the obesity problem solved. At the end of the day, it's up to each individual to choose or not lose weight at all. This is what I'm doing. If someone thinks, well, of course, you can see it coming off. Also, bear in mind, I've been in telly a long while. A lot of people have grown up with me. I mean, you know, a lot of people are the same age as me and been watching me on telly for the past 40 years. And hopefully, you know, yeah, if someone does see it and think, oh, yeah, she's lost it, she's always been fat, I'll give it a go. Then great. You know, great. They'll go to an event this summer and they'll be able to wear a nice dress and they'll feel good about themselves. What's wrong with feeling good about yourself? You know, and that's, as I say, this is what I've decided to do. It's my own decision. And if someone out there thinks, well, flipping heck, she's always been a bit of a chub. If I can do it, then anyone can. The whole point of it is I am not obsessing about food. Apart from talking to you about it now, and now I am talking about food, it's not the biggest part of your day. And usually a diet is about what you're not going to eat, thinking about what you can't eat, what you're missing out on, all the negativity that you get with being on a diet and counting this and adding up this. And I just can't be bothered with it all. As I said, all I have to do is open the packet and boil the kettle. The job's done. They've all worked it out for me. That's my part of the bargain. And what I get in return is a much slimmer, healthier, happier me.
The wonderful Pauline Quirk, and you can follow her lighter life journey on our website, together with video diaries and photographs on www.lighterlife.com. Competition time now, and before we give you details of how you can win £100 in our April competition, it's time to announce the winner of this month's competition. And our lucky podcast winner this time is Kay Ribbons from Clwyd, who's on the phone now.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, congratulations to you. Was this a bit of a surprise?
It is. It's a massive surprise. It's brilliant.
Well done, well done. I love what you actually wrote. Can you remember what you wrote? Because you actually wrote something down about how the podcast had helped you.
Yeah. Well, basically, the way that the podcast has helped me is it's been helping me when I've been sat on the bus and been feeling a bit low going into work on the morning. It just makes my journey a little bit more exciting, to be honest. And it's very inspiring to hear other people that are going through the same thing and to hear other people that have done so well and to listen to the tips and advice that are given out. And then also the other thing I like to do is, if I've not listened to the podcast, is come home and put it on my laptop whilst I'm online looking for clothes that I want to wear once I've lost my weight. So, and it seems to be doing the trick so far. So
good stuff. So, I mean, obviously on the website, there's also videos as well, which you can have a look at. It's a whole range of bits and pieces. So, I mean, how far are you in your journey now?
It's just over a month now. I'm on week 5.
Yeah. So, how's it going?
Really, really, really well. It really has changed my life so far. I'm able to focus and concentrate a lot better than I've ever been able to do. I'm having fantastic sleep. I've lost nearly 2 stone. And everybody's saying how healthy and happy I look. And I've got motivation to get up and do things now, which I just wouldn't have considered doing before. Mm. So
good for you. This sounds fantastic. So, I mean, obviously, I don't know you. What was the moment? Can you remember the moment when you said, enough's enough, I've got to do something about it?
For me, there's been various different moments in my life, but the point where I realised that I had to do something about it was when I'd seen some pictures of myself that other people had taken, and I realised how much bigger I was than everybody around me and how unhappy I looked. And almost as even, for me, it was like I was wearing my hurt and my pain on my body with my fat, and it was there for everybody to see. And I just wanted to get rid of that image and actually, you know, look after myself and put out a more positive me, if that makes sense.
No, so yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It was seeing the picture of myself. And also at 25, going to the doctors and being told that I've got high blood pressure. You know, if I did want a baby in the future, that it would be quite unlikely because of my weight and my polycystic ovaries, which my weight wasn't helping. So there was health reasons as well.
What about group work? I mean, how have groups helped you so far?
They've been fantastic, really, really supportive. There's so many different people there from, you know, different characters, different walks of life, and yet we're all going through similar sort of experiences, and we've all had the same sort of battles and emotions with food, and so you can be completely open and honest and not feel judged. And it's been a really, it's been inspiring, but I almost feel really energetic when I come out of those meetings, because I know I'm doing it for the right reasons, and I know there's other people there that have been through the same things. And my counsellor has been absolutely fantastic. Along with the cognitive behavioural therapy, it has really helped me to sort of stop and think. Whilst abstaining from food, those times when I feel I want food, I can sit down and analyse the actual reasons why I think I want food. And a lot of the time, it's nothing to do with hunger. It's all psychological and emotional, which is something that I'd never really paid much attention to before.
Oh, well done to you. It's really, really nice to talk to you. And this is a genuine surprise, isn't it? I mean, you know, 10 minutes ago, you and I didn't even know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
And well done. Okay, you've won £100 to pamper yourself.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it towards some new clothes, some new work clothes, and some new going out clothes. I'm just going to spoil myself and give myself a bit of time and pampering.
And many thanks indeed to Kay. Now for this month's competition. We're giving you the chance to win £100 to pamper yourself or maybe explore a new hobby. It's entirely up to you. It's simple to enter. All you've got to do is send an email with your ideas, views and comments on the podcast. It could be to let us know how the podcast helps you with your weight loss journey, or you may even have a suggestion for a podcast theme. Well, send your email, including your name and where you're from, to podcast@lighterlife.com. That's podcast@lighterlife.com. And we'll pick one email at random, and the lucky winner will win £100. The closing date for feedback is Monday, the 4th of April. Full terms and conditions are on our website, lighterlife.com, and good luck. Well, that's it for this special podcast, and many thanks indeed to Pauline Quirk and to Kay Ribbons. Next month, we'll be exploring the theme Step into Spring, where we'll be talking to clients about increasing exercise and stepping out as the weather hopefully gets warmer. And there'll be some new features too. So from me, Lester Milbank, bye-bye for now, and thanks for listening.